in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield today, this Friday, September 20th, 2024 edition. Pastor Chatfield, were you able to review that text message from Ed and Paula?
Yes. Yes.
What is your take on that particular one?
Yeah, I know Ed and Paula well. And so, yes, Ed, you might be right. Now, here's the story. And I tell this to everybody. He's basically saying that you know, there wasn't adequate communication between Longstreet, Jeb Stuart, Lee, and there was another plan, and that was a key issue. And Longstreet, there was a plan of Jeb Stuart to help. You know, I don't know all the details of this, but I will tell you this: there's been so many books written on the Civil War and right. What happened at Gettysburg, and what Ed is saying. I mean, you could just read it to the
Let me do that. It says, Randy, concerning Pastor Chatfield's discussion, history lesson on Gettysburg, the Civil War battle, I read the book Lost Triumph by Tom Carhart. Lee's real plan at Gettysburg and why it didn't work. In short, Jeb Stuart with 6,000 mounted cavalry was to hit the fishhook defensive position at its weakest point. Then General Pickett's division would make their frontal assault. This is what you described as that center point, the weakest point. Unfortunately, George Armstrong Custer saved the day with only 1,800 men at a location known as East Pass. General James Longstreet was never made privy to this information concerning Jeb Stuart's part of the plan, and Longstreet went to his grave, never forgiving Lee on his failure to include Longstreet in that plan, ultimately costing him the battle and then the war. Maybe Pastor Chatfield can shed some light on this book, and he's mentioned it to you before in the past. Just like you say, another book written about the Civil War. Really? I mean, how does Tom Carhart really know this information? Where did he get it from? I there's so many theories out there. Or is it based in fact? I really don't know.
I don't know either. I know Ed believes it. There you go.
Yeah,
and it might be true. It might be true. One thing's for sure. Yeah, the Battle of Gettysburg was lost by the Confederacy.
Sure,
that is for sure. And it depends. It's like a lot of things. What do you believe? Well, what's the last book you read? You know, and authors make their arguments about why anything happens. You make your argument, and then that's what you believe. The movie Gettysburg and the Gods and Generals, the book from which it came, it makes Lee look like he made a terrible mistake. And that's the general consensus, but there's different views. By the way, after the war, Longstreet joined the Republican Party and was basically considered a traitor by a lot of his fellow officers and his men. I mean, so did he. And by the way, if you were going to write a memoir of anything, you always kind of portray yourself as more of the innocent one, the smart one. I opposed this. You know, I said we should do this and that and so on and so forth. And in this case, Longstreet said he told Lee not to go on that third day. Let's swing around the Union Army, head toward Washington, D.C. The Union Army would have to follow us. Then we could pick the high ground in a battle of our own choosing. That's the way it works.
Sure.
And it's like after you lose an election, whose fault is it? Well, it was so-and-so, or so-and-so as advisor, or you know, you got to have a scapegoat.
Sure, the strategy, the get-out-the-vote effort, the door-knocking, whatever. There's always got to be a reason that you can point to justify your defeat.
Right. And you usually point, I mean, if a candidate loses, you blame the candidate. It's a bad candidate.
Right.
Bad campaign. A lot of times it's way more complicated than that. And God, in his sovereignty, knows what he's doing. We are players. We are actors in the plan of God. In the end, yeah, I think that Chamberlain there was Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. Oh, he was a hero in my view. And I was at I've been to Gettysburg 5 or 6 times, and we were up there at a little round top. And I says, and there was a guide there guiding us. And I says, oh, how important do you think this? Do you think that this battle was actually that Chamberlain actually saved the day, saved the battles, save the war, and save the country? And he said, no, I don't believe that. I mean, the first day's battle was the key when he mentioned somebody else where they didn't quite do everything they were supposed to do, and the North was able to hold the high ground. That was the key to the entire battle, and not Chamberlain. And I was kind of taken back because you were giving me a tour here on a little round top, the second
sure.
day of the battle.
Right.
But he had his opinion that Chamberlain did a good job, but he's not the hero. I mean, so who knows? You follow what I'm saying? You get all those
yeah.
things, but who knows? But so anyway, I'm pretty much done talking about the battle unless you got any more questions.
Yeah, no. My point, though, that I wanted to make on this, and this is something that I was taught, you know, back in 1975, Mr. Goyke, when he came to class dressed up like Ulysses S. Grant, big, tall, dark-haired guy with a big beard, complete Union officers get-up, the high boots, the sword, he had it all. He gave a talk about Gettysburg and the importance of it, and he said this led to ultimately the North winning the battle, but he mentioned a kind of an interesting point. How much more blood was spent after that war? And you even talked about it, that the Confederacy kind of regrouped and came back and to fight another day. I mean, the war didn't end until April of 1865. I mean, this
right.
was darn near 2 more years of this war going on after the Gettysburg battle.
Right. Now, here's what Abraham Lincoln said about that in his second inaugural address. He says, you know, nobody wanted this war. We all want this war to end. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray that this war will end. But, he said, but if it's God's will that every drop of blood brought on by the sword shall be paid for with another and by the sword. In other words, all the sin of slavery and all the blood shed in slavery, it's got to be paid for by blood shed by the sword. You know, we got to say true and righteous are the judgments of the Lord altogether.
Sure.
In other words, more people had to die to atone for America, to atone for the sin of slavery. That's what Lincoln, in the end, believed. And again, slavery died. Let me just say again, because I talk to people all the time, excuse me, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, you know, the South, we didn't need to fight that war. The South would have gotten rid of slavery. They would not have. Slavery was way more entrenched in the 1850s than it was in 1790 or 1776. It was entrenched.
And actually getting bigger in the process of their economy. I mean, it was the main basis for tobacco and cotton and everything else that basically they were doing and producing down there in the South.
Especially cotton, that's true. Plus the fact, if the South would have won the war and won their independence, they had dreams of spreading slavery to Mexico, the Caribbean, South America. I mean, and they would have been a powerful country, the Confederacy.
Sure.
They had dreams of having a gigantic, empire of slavery for black people if they had won the war. Hey,
yeah.
The war had to be fought. The war had to be fought. That's, and I'm not saying every Southerner owned slaves, because most Southerners did not own slaves. I hope you know that. Most Southerners did not own slaves, and most Southerners, or at least a lot of Southerners, didn't even like it. But it was a part of the culture in the South. It was entrenched, and the slave owners had the political power and the money. And so the war had to be fought.
Well, like you say, the common man wasn't wealthy plantation owner. The common man, the regular citizen, I guess you would say, could relate to the pain and suffering of the slaves. They could relate to it, I guess, would be a way to say it.
Well, let me say this. The difference between American slavery and slavery around the world to this day, American slavery was rooted in racism. Does that make it worse? I don't know. I mean, people have owned people and mistreated people from the very beginning of time, and it's still going on. But sure. In America, if you were white, you were considered free. If you were black, you were subhuman almost, or at least they thought, and there was a theology built around this. I even hate to talk about this because people will misunderstand what I'm saying, but there was a theology saying, well, Ham sinned and his descendants went to Africa and he was cursed by Noah and he was going to be a slave. So slavery is the due price that black people pay for Ham's sin. Which is ridiculous. That is wrong.
Totally ridiculous.
But that was the theology in wow. much of the South.
Yeah.
And look, that had to be defeated. It was.
Yep.
It was defeated.
I mean, okay. I guess a text message coming in. When will racism in this country be dead, in your opinion?
Oh, it'll never be completely dead, as it'll never be completely dead anywhere in the world. This is the way it is. Now, look, man, I love America, but America has some racism in its past. And there probably still is some, but we love our country. We have the greatest country ever. But we have to recognize, yeah, there's racist tendencies, have been. Now, we're in such a state where people are stirring up racial hatred to try to overthrow our Constitution and bring us into socialism. Remember Frederick Douglass, who was born a slave and came up out of slavery, wrote a book, Out of Slavery. He loved our country. He loved the Declaration of Independence. He loved the Constitution. And he just, as did Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King Jr. said, hey, we got to live up to our ideals that all men are created equal. And we are striving toward that. Martin Luther King Jr. called Abraham Lincoln a great American. He was a great American. You know. All right, I'll make the application on the other side.
Sounds good. Wrapping up the history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. You said perhaps a practical application?
Yes. Okay, back to the conversation between James Longstreet and Robert E. Lee after the second day's battle. Lee says, let's move. Hey, that path toward Washington is still open. Let's swing around, head toward Washington. They'll have to follow us. The Union Army will have to follow us. We'll pick some high ground. We'll stop and make them fight us on our terms when we have the high ground, because the North had the high ground during the Battle of Gettysburg. That's what was critically important, to have the high ground. And Lee says to Longstreet, you mean retreat? And Longstreet says, not retreat, redeploy. Let's redeploy. Not retreat, redeploy. I'm at a Right to Life meeting last night. Okay. Which I go to these things. I've gone to the Right to Life meetings for 20 years.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe more. And Pregnancy Care Center. Hey, I'm pro-life. Hey, but excuse me. I'll probably lose friends on this. Hey, Right to Life. Redeploy. Oh, you mean retreat? No. Redeploy. We must face the fact that we got crushed in 22. Excuse me, these are good people. I'm all with you in principle. But we got crushed in 2022. Prop 3 went big. We lost big. Redeploy.
It's game over in Michigan because they changed our Constitution. It's almost impossible to undo it unless you can get re-control the House, the Senate, the governorship, and be able to put together a better message to undo what they did. That constitutional amendment, in my opinion, killed Right to Life Michigan. They should pack up and shut it down.
I'm not going to go that far, but it is. But no, you know, you got to redeploy here. We have to redeploy.
What do they redeploy to? With what strategy?
I don't know.
That's my point.
They didn't hire me to replace Barb Listing.
But my point is this: Barb Listing and that entire organization needs to die and go away.
I'm not going to say that. Who would stand up for life? We still need somebody, but we got to rethink our strategy. That's my big point here.
Okay, but again, rethink your strategy to what?
I don't know.
That's the thing I want somebody to answer. And everybody says, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what. Here's what I said on the way home. I was with Larry, who I went with.
Sure.
Pass out gospel tracts. Win people to Christ. Because really, the majority of people in our state and even in Ohio think that they believe in what they call reproductive rights, and that a woman has a right to terminate a pregnancy. My body, my choice. That's what they believe. That's the majority of people believe that.
Right.
Now, I'm pro-life, and I'm going to keep preaching the pro-life message. Last Sunday afternoon, we had a big day of remembrance of the unborn. We went out to we have a cemetery. We have a section where we remember unborn children. We pray for our country. And we're going to keep doing that. But there's a political aspect we have to redeploy. We have to rethink some things here. And I didn't really see any rethinking of that. It sounds like I'm just totally critical, and I don't want to be, because, hey, they're trying. They're doing their best. And we got to admit, we got whipped, and then we got to redeploy. Well, but there's some people that are so stubborn, no, we'll never retreat. Okay, well, then we're going to keep losing elections then. We got to win some elections. We got to. So that's why I'm not totally critical of President Trump, because he's maneuvering on that issue and on the marriage issue. He has to. We got it. We need a national revival of Christianity, biblical Christianity, people being saved, and then their minds are changed. But we got to think in very long terms here, very long terms.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be playing a video on the radio today at 11:35 when I get back. I'm going to text it to you. I think this black construction worker man, a devout Christian, he studies the Bible. He did a 5-minute video that I think is just unbelievably dead on. And honestly, I would love for every pastor, minister, preacher on Sunday to play this video, because it speaks to us being divided. Exactly what Jesus said, his words in the Bible. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to play it at 11:35 for the audience today. It's going to repeat all weekend and Monday morning. But I'd like you to check it out if you can later today when you have time. And maybe consider addressing it on Sunday, because more and more people are now texting me, thanking me for broadcasting church services on Sunday with you. Can't get out of the house. Family's too busy. Can't even get people together on Sunday mornings. We need to go to church, but when we can't, and it's not convenient, quote unquote, is some of the messages. Basically, they really enjoy hearing you on the radio on Sunday. So I just wanted to give you that feedback.
Okay, appreciate that. So I'm pro-life, 100%. No more. But we still have to rethink some things here. We just have to, politically speaking, not morally, not biblically. Nobody
right.
preaches against that like yep. I do, that I know
yep.
of.
Yep, just like the South had to reconsider their strategy and ultimately ended up losing anyway. But great lesson plan. Appreciate the effort. And again, we'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon. If you can't make it to church and see his face in person, know why I always tease him about he's got a face for radio. He laughed
right.
at that one. Yes, sir. Greatly appreciate it, sir. God bless.
Thank you, man.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call